Better Health at the South River to come and use his home, really, as a place to stage events and fundraisers and awareness activities. And we are very grateful to have this as our little home for tonight, day three of our journey from Atlanta to the Atlantic. Would you like to start off with the with your reflections, or I can start it. I can kick it off.
Go for it. Yeah. Kick it off. I'll start tomorrow night.
That's all right. Today was a very different day from, as I guess they've all been different so far, and they probably all will be again. deep thoughts from the river. But we had a group paddle with people from the South River Watershed Alliance and from Flux Projects to join us. So I think there are probably about 20 people who were paddling with us on a short paddle from Panola Shoals to the River Barn. And the river was very gentle and slow, and not many obstructions at all. And there were lovely people to talk to while we were slowly paddling. And it was a very different pace than what we've had the last 2 days. And the thing I think that was one of my biggest takeaways there, other than the just joy of being around amazing people, is that I actually was thinking about there's an amazing artist who works with sound that lives up in New York that is going to join us on a later journey of the trip, named Suzanne Thorpe. And she ran a session for Sarah and I on deep listening the day before we left. And one of the exercises she did had us toggling between different focuses of listening, one being a global focus where you're kind of taking in all of the sound at once, and the other being a very focused, precise type of attention, and just experiencing the difference of transitioning between the two of those and sticking with one maybe longer than the other. And my experience of being on the paddle today really reminded me of that, because the first 2 days were so intense. There was a lot of focused attention required for everything. And the first day, I think it was a bit overwhelming. and the second day, for me, I kind of clicked into being able to kind of to engage with that kind of, with what the listening to the river, like understanding how I needed to be fully on, but engaged with that kind of like precision of what was happening with the river. Whereas today, there was just, it was very gentle, and so I was in much more of an expansive space, and it was hard to get back to focusing on what the river was saying. So I felt like this tension between wanting to still be in that kind of really engaged, high-focused place that that I'd experienced the last 2 days, and also just really being grateful for all of the people and the gentleness and the slowness of the river, that's kind of my reflection for today. That's not like it was definitely a tension. It wasn't a bad thing at all, but it was something that I felt myself being pulled in one direction, but also like relaxing into the other. That's my reflection for today.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. I also felt like the sort of social aspect of today felt really different, and was like lovely and also a good sort of segue into the what we will now be kind of going more on our own, I guess. Today is like the transition day into our new kayaks. So we've left the Orus behind, the foldable, amazing foldable boats that have taken us through the urban waterways. we can definitely recommend them. They're great. I got stuck between rocks yesterday and it folded in a little bit, but they're still fine. So I'm a big fan of Oru Kayak. But it's
also
really
a big fan of our new boats.
And but we're huge so excited fans. To be in the eddy lines now. They're very fast, and it's like a kind of figuring out the balance in them is a little bit different. I feel like as I'm paddling, you can actually like kind of control the boat with your hips and your core and the way you use your legs. And so I noticed that I was actually really using my core, but then as I did that, I could control the boat. Like if the boat would move, really a lot side to side as I did that. So it feels like it's just really attentive to my body, which is new, and different. And feels like, oh, I have to get used to that now. And it also became a big day of packing because we had to we're transitioning into like being more on our own. We've had an amazing support team over the last few days kind of helping transition us into this journey by bringing food and helping us take care of our stuff so we didn't have to carry it all through all those portages. So that's kind of, yeah, that's, we're still figuring that out, but it's been great. And just like, I was also thinking about how this is the third time we've been down this particular part of the river. Mm-hmm. 'Cause we came on a paddle with South River Watershed Alliance. Was it last year? A year ago?
At least. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like last spring. Mm-hmm. And then we did it again with Suzanne about...
Wielander.
With Suzanne Wielander. Yeah, the other... Suzanne's. We have great Suzanne's on this trip. We did it a couple, I guess a month ago or so as a prep trip. And then in canoes, and we camped, practiced camping. And then today. So it was like interesting to be on this... little stretch that I felt like I recognized certain things and other things were new, but it was interesting to see. That's a good sound. Yeah. Is that a frog?
I think so. I mean, I don't know that.
What?
I just think it is. What else?
Frogs make that sound?
Frogs, don't you remember Adam McKinnon?
Yes.
It's like, they make, oh yeah, I think you were having maybe some issues. Some like,
I don't, yeah, I was having an eye issue.
But there's like...
That's a Georgia frog?
There's like too many Georgia frogs.
I'm from New York and Rachel's from Atlanta or from Macon in Georgia. She knows these frogs.
I don't know these frogs, but I'm assuming that's a frog because I don't know what else it could be.
Okay. We need one of those.
We need a naturalist. I know
we need a naturalist.
Somebody twitch to us.
Okay, the last thing I'm going to say is that today was, for me, was about accepting mistakes and absences because I, you know, I was very focused on getting that. I've been very focused on the live stream the whole time. And then today, particularly in transitioning my live stream setup into the new boat, and I got it going and I thought it was working great. And then, after we stopped and took a break, although even though I can't see it, I like thought everything was going really well. And, I can't see when I'm paddling. I thought it was going well. And then luckily, cause usually my phone tended to be off, but I happened to have left it on by accident. I happened to look down and see a message from Rebecca from Flex. And she was like, the live stream's been out for the last hour and a half. And Jackie had just finished her speech, which was so good, from the South River Watershed Alliance. And she's such an amazing advocate and such an important part of why we're doing this work. She and Margaret really are the reason that we were inspired to do this particular, focus on this particular body of water for this work that we're making. And I was so bummed to have... then realized that we didn't capture it. But there was like nothing I could do, you know? So I just gotta like...
Accept,
be okay. Some things are gonna not be there, and that's the way it is. I did get a little bit on my phone, but yeah, we don't have the live stream, and then luckily Jackie tuned in to give a little speech, but Anyway, there we are, accepting mistakes. We are learning to accept mistakes.
Learning from the river. And that's our recap from day 3.